Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We're men, and we also believe that you should wear a mask, and we have a policy that the area between here and the TV station where we go to the bathroom, we have to put a mask on. I mean, obviously for broadcasting and the microphones, can have a mask on. So we put them on, we go to the bathroom, and I haven't done this yet, and today was the first time I did it, and I knew I would do it eventually. Since I've been wearing a mask in public or at the bathroom, what I have, especially in the bathroom, I have a habit of just spitting in the urinal before as I'm peeing.
You spit in the mask.
I spit in the mask for the first time. And I've been in parking lots, walking to stores with the mask on, and start to go, and I go, okay, I remember.
Mask on.
I remembered every time today was the first time I didn't. I went right into my mask.
Would you toss the mask?
What? No, it wasn't a big loogie. It was just a little saliva, so I left the mask on, and I'll have to get another one. Yeah. Or washed it. That was it. So.
I spit in the mask.
All right.
It was bound to happen.
It was.
Yeah, that mask is not a sign of being considerate or thoughtful.
Yeah, it is.
It's a sign that you're not a man.
Yeah, that's right.
Shows that you're living in fear.
Yeah.
I feel like a dumbass wearing the mask to buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Be healthy while you're killing yourself.
Yeah, but you know, but think about it, though. A lot of guys are wearing the mask to buy booze, too. But cigarettes is a little different because you're right,
it's inhaling.
It's
all in the mouth.
It's all in the mouth anyway.
I'm protecting myself real quick.
Yeah, but you are protecting the potential non-smokers.
Right.
Right.
And that's true.
Right, like the person selling you the cigarettes.
Right.
The person so they can sell you another pack of cigarettes later on.
And hand you your pack of Marlboros.
I get the point. That's hilarious. Yeah. Craig Peters joined us. A lot of cool material. He's got a bunch of top hats. He actually had a picture. Did you share it on social media?
I'm posting that right now.
Yeah, he took a picture of himself in his top hat, so he's got plenty.
It's on Twitter.
Right.
It's on Facebook.
We'll be here shortly.
On this date in 1973, Nolan Ryan of the California Angels tossed the first of his career no-hitters. Do you remember how many career no-hitters Nolan Ryan had?
It was like six, seven? Or seven?
Seven.
It was seven.
Yeah.
Seven. I was amazed. Seven. I mean, I had known that.
I just remember the number. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
Did he finish his career with the California Angels?
He was, I don't. Yeah. It wasn't the Rangers.
I know, the Rangers.
The Rangers.
Okay. But when he finished with the Rangers, then he went into the front office.
Right.
The Rangers, right.
He ended with the Rangers.
Right.
New study says 1 in 4 restaurants will not reopen after the pandemic. Some restaurants that are now closed or only doing takeout might never reopen.
And that's a shame because there's a lot of restaurants that are privately owned that are really, really good. And there's a lot of chain restaurants that are going to stay open that suck.
Yeah.
Well, see, the
and that's
the thing with the chain restaurants,
they don't have the money behind it. Listen, I'm not against all
chains. If they're franchised, though, that's different.
Oh, that's different. That's different.
Yeah, a lot of them are franchised.
Right.
Which are, you know, just some dude.
Yeah. And that affects local.
Right. But they still got a backing, a bigger backing than a private restaurant.
Sort of.
They do.
Sort of. Now, Americans were asked what they are missing most from their pre-COVID-19 life.
It's a great question. I did think it was You asked me 9 weeks ago, I would have thought, I would have said restaurants and bars, mainly restaurants. But, yeah.
I would like to get on.
Miss the most, I think a plane.
I would like to get on an airplane.
I hate to be hoity-toity, but that's not really hoity-toity. I think I mentioned this before. I go from usually this time of the year without seeing my family back east for a while. But I usually see my dad. My dad will fly in and see my son, my kids, or just hang out with us for a week or so. That is what I miss the most. He can't hop on a plane at any time.
Yeah, like Memorial Day.
I'm not going to hop on a plane either. I got a family to take care of here, you know?
I usually make an annual out of visiting my daughter in California on Memorial Day, and we don't have that.
It's just the option, I guess, to do something. Now, if it's not planes, obviously Nick would probably say stand up.
Yeah. I miss just having plans.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Like, today is Friday, and there's a lot of people worse off than us. I get it. But I will go home, and it'll be Friday. What's that mean?
Nothing. It means you don't have to wake up early tomorrow.
That's it.
But other than that.
The only thing I have on my calendar.
Right. I miss plans.
Yeah. On my calendar are plans that I'm eventually going to have to cancel.
Yeah.
That's it.
Craig, what do you miss the most?
Nothing else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm doing pretty much the same thing.
So we're like teenagers. We're like teenagers in our bedrooms. It really doesn't matter.
I do pretty much the same thing. I don't go anywhere. Yeah. I don't want to go anywhere.
The option,
I mean, I'm not working. Here's the thing. In the summer.
That's right.
In the summer, I am busy, busy, busy every single weekend, whether it's whether it's this place of working or that place of working, because I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, you call baseball games. You're the voice announcer for the AAA team here, one of them.
Right,
and
right.
You also do a drag race. You're the voice
drag
announcer
strip,
at a drag strip.
And I've been staying away from the drag strip.
Yeah.
And the baseball is just not going anywhere.
Right.
And so I actually miss doing those things.
Okay.
Are people still gathering at the drag strip?
Yeah.
Is that open?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You're just not comfortable.
I have not been comfortable going yet, but I actually talked to Dr. Mina about this, and she gave me a tentative okie dokie to go work.
So you got the tentative okie dokie.
It's I will strangle you if you don't be very careful.
Will you be too nervous to even enjoy being there at the track?
No.
Okay.
Because when I go I'll just do the right thing.
Well, yeah, once you're there, you've made the decision.
But you'll do the thing. Do you think you trust everybody else to do the right thing to you?
I will get
people walking right up on your face.
They don't, and I can stay away from that.
Okay.
And I can put up crime scene tape or something like that where I sit.
But you're
nobody will like that.
Part of the plan.
You're also the famous.
It is.
How about walking to your car? You're the famous Craig Evans. People know who you are.
No, there's no crowd.
Okay. Around you mean?
Well, no. And
they stay in their cars.
That's the other side.
Got it.
I just go out the back way.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
I'm curious.
You are my back door man.
I am going in the back door.
To talk to some people, I guess I've only read accounts, but apparently, the flying thing is an entirely different experience now.
It doesn't look fun at all.
No.
I mean, it doesn't
look. Well, that's not why you did it in the first place.
Well, no. When I fly for vacations, so I don't fly for work. So, yeah, I get a buzz on, I fly, I land someplace I want to be. Even when I'm coming home, I want to see people about when I get back here. So, to me, it is a more of a fun experience when I go to the airport. But if you're flying for business, I get it's not.
The accounts that I read
look, everybody's face is sad and scared.
Right. It's not, when you get on a plane, you're all kind of a little community.
Right.
And that sense is gone now because everybody is looking at everybody else as a potential virus factory.
Oh, I see. You see it all the time.
Yeah. That's not someone I can talk to. That's not someone I can relate to. That's someone who could make me sick. So you look at everybody suspiciously.
Right.
And they're going through the exact same thing you are.
Oh, yeah. They're looking at you like, man.
They're thinking the exact same thing.
Well,
a certain extent, Todd, you do that anytime you're out in public right now.
Yes.
I mean, I find myself doing that when I have to go to the store.
Right.
I'm not trying to do anything but get in, stay away from people, and get out.
But I know. And
the airplane, you're even more confined.
Yeah.
First you're in the airport, so you're funneled in there, and then you get in the airplane, and you're even more confined.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure the anxiety increases exponentially.
Now, like I said, we mentioned before, bars and restaurants, there's supposedly some capacity thing rules here, but I just found out from a friend of mine who picked some food to go up at a sports bar in this city that was packed, and nobody had a mask on.
Like 100%?
He said there wasn't a seat available, and I trust him. And he had a mask on, and the bartender had a mask on. He got the food to go at the bar and walked out.
The bar is at 100%. Are they violating any rules?
I don't know. I thought they were, but I'm not going to narc on anybody because I'm not going to say the name of the place or anything. But I just know it happened, and I trust the guy that told me.
And if you
story.
Throw out guidelines,
that guy's lie.
He ain't gonna lie at all. No,
yeah, he has no reason to.
No. Yeah, no ulterior motive.
None.
Right. I mean, you're throwing out guidelines. They're just guidelines. They're not necessarily the law. So
I thought they were the law.
That's
I
my don't question.
Think is they can, it, thought they were the law.
Can
thought
they
it was
do anything about it? Is it enforceable?
I don't know. That's my question. Is it just a guideline? Is it just?
I think it is. I think it is.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think the bald dude there just says, hey, just do this. I don't care.
There's differences between saying you should do this.
I got to call daddy in D.C. I'll let you know.
And you must
do
this.
He answered the two daddies, his daddy and then daddy Trump.
That threatened his family.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
He did threaten the Ricketts family. Trump did,
That's okay.
Yeah.
But we'll still
I don't like enemies.
Well,
I had a few enemies in my life, and I still don't like them.
He threatened them because he had something on them, and they still know it.
Yep.
They go, oh, yeah, I guess you got that on us.
Right.
So we'll have to shut up.
Forgot about that crap.
Yeah, I don't
know.
He said he had something on the Ricketts family.
Yeah, he did.
And they said, I guess you do.
That's right. Forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess you do.
He's the worst.
Think nothing of it, though.
Right.
The top things that Americans miss most.
Oh, I'm glad you remembered that, Craig. He did say that. And they said, okay, you're right. He does got that on us.
Yes.
So let's keep quiet and kiss his ass.
Yep.
What do they miss the most?
Top things Americans
miss
most.
You're going to say live music. We all miss live music.
That's one of them. Yeah.
That'd be a one.
I had a couple of big concerts that I was going to go see here in the last couple of months, and I didn't.
And that's plans.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I miss leaving the house at night.
There you go.
Yeah, who does that?
Yeah,
well, have somewhere to go. No, like,
putting on actual clothes and leaving. You're right.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm with you on that.
Even before this, I didn't do that much.
But this guy had a job out.
My wife and I were out. We were out one night every weekend. My wife and I were out one night every weekend. Every weekend, I was out one night at least.
Right.
Yeah.
Either the Funny Bone restaurant, whatever.
Daughter was driving me nuts one night this week, and I'm like, you know, I used to just be able to go, just leave at night.
Yeah.
Now you're just driving me nuts. There's nowhere to go.
And it's a short drive.
Turn on iCarly.
I mean, I don't get out of the house much and didn't get out of the house much previously, I miss the option. Having the option.
It's just the option.
But it even feels different, too. I was driving to pick my son up from work one night this week, and even if you weren't going somewhere, you had a sense that something was going on somewhere.
Somewhere.
And now I think there's just you can feel it. There's just it's different.
It. Yep. So what do the Americans say, Craig?
The top five things Americans miss most about life pre-COVID-19. At number five, going to the bar with friends.
All right. Legitimate.
And number four, having a date night. Having date nights.
That's true.
Set up the card table in the garage and get dressed up anyway.
Haven't done that.
No.
Ever.
No.
And by the way, the further we got into this, we're not going to do that.
No. No, not happening.
No, now it just feels like cosplay. It just feels stupid.
Right.
Hugging others.
I was telling Craig, I grabbed my daughter. And I'm not going to get weird here. So stop it. Stop looking at me. I gave my daughter a big hug in the kitchen the other day, and she was doing some homework, and it felt really nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
of course.
Because I live with her, and you can, and you know, my son didn't want to hug. Actually, I did hug my son one day, too. I forced my son. And we were doing something, and he was in a bad mood, and I gave him a hug, and he hugged me back. And then my wife, I get to hug her once in a while when she says yes.
Right.
But you're right. Yeah. We haven't touched anybody else at all.
No hugging.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
The number two thing that people miss is celebrating big life milestones with friends and family.
Yeah.
Graduations, birthdays.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. Or a funeral.
Yeah.
Funeral or a wedding.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Miscarriage reveal parties.
All that.
Yeah, I missed a few of those.
Gone. Just gone.
A lot of people going, man, I miss those funeral receptions.
Yeah, nobody missed. But missing to pay respects, because aren't funerals 10 people or less still?
Yeah.
Right.
They're supposed
to be. And that's
the
funeral home saying that. No, the funeral homes can do what they want. They said, hey.
My human interaction.
Saying this virus is killing people.
Previous to the pandemic was, hanging out. I miss the people at the yoga studio.
There you go. Yeah.
And at the end of class.
The women you miss.
Yeah. Well, there's dudes there too.
Yeah.
At the end of class, when the instructor online says, namaste, out loud, I say,
Namaste back at you.
Namaste, MFers.
All right. Ah, it's not Namaste here, y'all.
I'm gonna stay a man.
You buying some of Peter's jokes?
Yeah, you got some Peter's influence. Yeah. Celibate.
Yeah. I'm gonna stay here.
So I asked one of the instructors by a text the other day.
They miss you, and he said, "No."
Is it just me, or does everyone else say Namaste, MFers at the end of class?
Yeah.
And she said, "It's probably just you."
Oh, I think it's everybody.
And then I stated that, you know, I use that as a term of endearment. And I miss all you MFers.
Yeah, keeping with the theme of, you know, serenity and calm of yoga.
Mm-hmm. Do they miss your farting ass in the back corner?
No, that's the one thing I kind of like, that I can fart freely.
I will admit, I do enjoy that about working out at home. I have noticed.
Farting freely?
Yeah, farting at will is great.
Yep.
You know?
You going to unmute the yoga meeting for old time's sake?
Yeah.
Well,
check this out.
Just blow one into the phone there.
When they start class, they mute everybody, so I don't even have to bother.
Yeah, the person putting the meeting together can do that. They can everybody's off.
Whoever is in control.
And the number one thing that Americans miss most about life pre-COVID-19 is all-encompassing. It encompasses all of the ones we've already talked about, and it's just face-to-face interactions.
Yeah,
I don't know if I miss that so much.
Well, that's what everything you've talked about is.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I do miss people to a certain extent.
You just said you miss the people at yoga.
Yeah.
I miss the funny bone a lot.
Yeah, it was funny because the very last night I was out, me and my wife, some good friends of ours, we took Mercurio to dinner, and we're all sitting at the funny bone after the show, just standing there in the bar area of the funny bone here in Omaha, and just jawing, having a great time. And you're right, that was the night. Nope.
Yeah.
It's over.
You didn't know. No. You won't be jawing for a few months now.
No.
No idea. We had no idea what was coming.
And I don't get this. 29% of Americans are finding ways.
They did, though. Somebody did, and they didn't tell us.
29% of Americans are finding ways to date while physically apart. They say that single Americans are going on an average of 5 romantic dates during the quarantine. I imagine most of those are on video.
Oh, video. Watch me.
52% are excited to take their virtual romance to a real-life romantic setting once stay-at-home orders are lifted.
And then they have to wear pants.
Well, yeah, they want to have their parts touched.
That's right.
Yeah, but then you're gonna finally meet that girl for the first time, right. and the camera will go below the shoulders.
You should have stood up. Yeah, and vice versa too.
A lot of people are going to be disappointed.
The guy might have a big ass too.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Arrest warrants are being issued in Florida for a pair of NFL players on several counts of both armed robbery with a firearm and aggravated assault with a firearm.
Former NFL?
No.
Current.
According to Miramar police, the suspects are DeAndre Baker of the Giants and Quentin Dunbar of the Seahawks. The warrants stem from an incident when they allegedly began robbing people at a party after an argument broke out.
They'll get through this and they'll play, just as long as Kaepernick ain't playing.
Well,
these guys are really good. Somebody's going to play eventually again.
They were at a cookout. A fight broke out. Baker pulled out a handgun. The two of them and two other men began robbing other people.
Jeez.
So four people began robbing other people at the party of thousands of dollars in cash, watches, and other valuables.
That's crazy.
The four men then fled the home in three vehicles, a Benz, a Lamborghini, and a BMW.
Those guys are robbing people?
The vehicles were parked in a way that would make it easy for them to leave quickly, leading detectives to believe the robbery was planned. No injuries reported.
But they're NFL players.
Baker and Dunbar are from Miami.
If they're NFL players, who robbed us? Oh, Baker and Dunbar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were allegedly hanging out at the cookout, playing cards and video games. An argument broke out. One of the guys, Baker, whipped out his semi-automatic firearm, began to rob everybody. The other one just started taking watches and other valuables at the direction of the first. And then there's a third guy wearing a red mask. Man. They figure he was involved, too.
This is Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
At least he was wearing a mask.
Right.
So there's that.
And they're looking for him.
Yeah. Arrest warrants out for them.
In the future, if NFL players want to protest, if they kneeled and they had a bazooka by their side, do you think people would be more accepting of that?
No, he was black, Todd. Remember that? Yeah. Kaepernick was black.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Only white guys with guns are allowed everywhere. Black guys can't kneel.
And certainly can't have guns. I forgot about that.
That's right.
A white man with a gun is much safer than a black man with a gun.
America. Yeah,
it's obvious. Just look.
America. Black man with a gun is scary.
America.
A white guy with a gun.
America.
Represents freedom.
He just wants a sandwich.
Freedom.
We do have a death to report. Bob Watson passed away on Thursday.
Who's that?
The first black general manager to win a World Series title in Major League Baseball history.
With whom?
He spent 19 seasons on the field himself.
I know that name, Watson, yeah.
Not just a GM. He played for the Astros, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Braves. He went on to become the Astros general manager, then held on to that title with the Yankees. It was in New York.
That's right.
He helped lead them to a World Series championship in 96, later go on to become the league's vice president of on-field operations.
Yeah, we know who he is.
Before retiring in 2010.
Who had him?
I'm not aware of anyone having him. I forgot to look.
How did he die?
He was 74. Beyond that, I don't know. Kidney disease. So I guess I do know.
Well, it was one line.
Oh, no, it was this.
Well, I didn't know, and then I read it.
It's weird how you can learn stuff from reading.
It is.
The very next sentence.
No, it was an earlier sentence that I had passed over.
I guess I do know. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.